As a public collection, the NGV collection of art and design exists for all to enjoy. And with its enormous wealth of styles, stories, perspectives, and experiences, there is something for everyone to connect with. In this series, NGV team members share the artworks that they love and return to. The works that offer limitless intrigue, inspiration, or a sense of connection and common ground. My name is Alicia Butler. I'm Audience Engagement Manager at the NGV, and I hope you enjoy this series. I'll begin the journey by introducing you to a painting by Bernardo Cavallino called The Virgin Annuncia. The emotion and humanity in the face of this portrait is moving for me, to the point of bringing forth a tear. The Virgin Annuncia takes its name from a milestone moment in the Bible, a moment that shapes the narrative of things to come, and in turn, guides the beliefs of those who identify with the Catholic faith. The Annunciation is the moment in the Bible when Mary, a young woman, is visited by Gabriel, an archangel, or a high-ranking angel, who tells her that she will fall pregnant and give birth to Jesus. Gazing at this portrait, it is unclear to me whether Mary is ecstatic or troubled at the news she has just been bequeathed. With her downward gaze and hands to her chest, she certainly appears moved in one way or another. This is what I find so endearing about this painting. Contrary to many traditional representations of the Virgin Mary, Cavallino's Mary looks fresh and modern, and her emotion is very alive and understandable. The luminous skin, the flush on her cheekbones and at the flare of her nostrils, as though the air in her room is cool, and perhaps suggesting she has been crying. The line of a white undergarment underneath the velvet colours of her clothes all lend a photographic quality to the work. Given Cavallino was painting in a time and place, Naples in Italy, where Catholic faith was an everyday, lived experience, it wouldn't be unreasonable to consider the painting in a kind of believed realism setting. Regardless, looking at Mary's serious, thoughtful face, I cannot help but feel a deep connection and empathy with her, and the many people in my community who face difficult paths or carry their own private burdens. It is a contemporary portrait in many ways.